Let's rank the MLB's AL Central. It's a logjam, and pundits suspect that theoretically, four of the five teams in this division can win it, while the White Sox are in outer space when it comes to competing. But I have it a little bit differently, and I'm going to shake things up and go with the Minnesota Twins finishing last in the AL Central. The Twins have some nice pieces, but lack star power. Royce Lewis is the closest in that category, but he cannot stay healthy. Carlos Correa is over the hill, and promising prospect Edward Julien was so bad last season that he ended up with a stint in the minor leagues. Pablo Lopez was not as dominant as the year previously, but at least Jolan Duran is a dominant closer. So at least there's that. I'm not being all negative here. But with that being said, they did miss the playoffs last year, and I think it gets worse for them this season by dipping under 500. At number 4, it's the best case scenario for the Chicago White Sox, who are still in a rebuilding phase and have struggled in recent seasons. Prospect Colson Montgomery is set to make his debut as the everyday shortstop, and that's about it for excitement. In all seriousness, this situation will eventually turn itself around, and good players will come out of this mess. There's no way they'll lose more than 121 games this year, right? In third, I have the Kansas City Royals, one of three teams in this division that went to the playoffs last year. The Royals are led by star Bobby Witt Jr., who finished second in AL MVP voting. Vinny Pascantino can be very dangerous, but needs to be more consistent. The pitching features Cole Ragans, who broke out for the Royals last season, finishing second in the Cy Young. Seth Lugo is the veteran of the group. Their most significant off-season addition was Jonathan India, which is a nice depth piece, but nothing else. Last year was their first season above 500 since their World Series win in 2015, and the young core will want to prove that last year was no fluke. The Detroit Tigers will finish as runners-up in the AL Central. The Tigers have awakened and are showing potential for a new era of success. Kerry Carpenter is a player that needs to stay healthy. If he can, he's a star. Riley Green has the tools to become a star. And speaking of stars, that's exactly what Tarek Skubal did, exploding onto the scene in 2024, leading the AL in ERA and wins, MLB strikeout leader. Oh, and yes, he did win the Cy Young. The Tigers added Jack Flaherty to the rotation, but I'm doubtful that he could reproduce the same numbers as he did last season. Overall, this team is trending up and perhaps arrived on the scene too quickly, as the playoffs is the bare minimum now for this team. And now you're back-to-back Central Division champions, the Cleveland Guardians. The Guardians won this division last season and advanced to the ALCS. Jose Ramirez is the star of the show, coming off a 39-homer, 118 RBI season. Jonkenzie Noel, not only a sweet name, but he showed a lot of pop in limited time. If this continues, he'll be a factor. I don't think pitching will be an issue in Cleveland, as they are strong and full of depth from top to bottom, featuring Tanner Bibee, recovering Shane Bieber, Emmanuel Class A to close out games, plus a signing nobody is talking about, John Means. I love this signing. If he can stay healthy, he's a difference maker on the mound. Overall, I think this division could be the biggest toss-up in the entire MLB. I know I'm reaching when I put the White Sox fourth place, but I just wanted to change things up, as I'm not too thrilled about the Minnesota Twins. I'm legitimately intrigued if the Kansas City Royals and Detroit Tigers are for real. I think one of them will actually take a step back and one will take a step forward. Both these teams deserve some success, as they have really sucked for a long time. As for the Cleveland Guardians, I think they are the safest pick to win this division, but it's a toss-up.